Again, everybody, this is Harry Carey from beautiful Busch Stadium in St. Louis, where the St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Dodgers start a vital three-game series, which will decide the National League pennant. The opposing pitchers in this, the first game of the series before a sellout crowd, will be southpaw Johnny Podras for the Dodgers and right-hander Ernie Broglio for the Cardinals. Our guest on the Dugout Show will be a man you've heard me refer to many times as one of the most underrated in the history of baseball, and my candidate for most valuable Dodger, second baseman, third baseman, outfielder Jim Gilliam. Jim, here we are in a big series.
Oh, yes, it is, Harry. But one thing I don't agree with you, what you said, where this series will decide the National League race. Because I think you have 8 games and we have 9 more games to play. And this league, you can never tell what will happen. So after these 3 games, you don't know what's going to happen in the next 8 or 9 games that we have to play. Because this is a tough league.
Yeah, of course, if you fellas win 2 out of 3 playing your last 9 at home, you like your chances better, won't you?
Well, I would have to say more. I would say so, too, because you never know what will happen in this league. The Cardinals have been going great guns. I've never seen a club as win as many games as they've won in the last month or so. And we haven't been doing too bad ourselves. But next week is another day, another week. So you never know what's going to happen.
I'd like to ask you the reaction of you and the rest of the Dodgers to this consistent pressure the Cardinals have put on by winning every day. I guess you couldn't help but talk about it, huh?
Well, naturally, you're going to talk about it, but it's nothing you can do about it but go out there day in and day out and play the best ball you can. So the fellows, they just go out there and do the best they can.
Mm-hmm. If you fellows would have played as well last year at this time as you have this year, you'd have walked in a year ago, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd say so. I think we played pretty good ball last year, but I think our bench was a little weak last year, and the guys got a little tired last week. And this 162-game schedule is a lot of games, and the guys that plays everything is bound to get tired a little.
Jim, how come you don't show more effect to it? Now, you're not a real big guy, and you've been in the league a few years, and if you're not playing second base or playing third base or the outfield, you'd think that you'd wear out, but you don't.
Well, Harry, I tell you, it's been a moment that I've gotten a little tired, but I've been able to get a rest here and there for a day or so, and it helped me a lot. I don't know. I think it's your physical being. If you are in pretty good condition, you can play a little longer.
I love the pitching in this series. I guess manager Walt Austin had this in mind all the way to throw all his left-handers against the Cardinals. I guess it's no secret that everybody thinks the way to beat the Cardinals is by throwing left-handers against them.
Well, I don't actually say that. I don't know what was in Manny Dawson's mind. I don't know anything about the pitchers. But only way to beat them is to get more runs than they do. That's the way I think about it.
That's right. If their weakness was so great against the left-hander, they wouldn't have won 19 out of the last 20 because there are a lot of southpaws that face them. Did this sort of a surge surprise you about the Cardinals?
Well, this kind of surge really surprised me about any club in this National League because it's such a great many young pitchers in this league, and it's kind of tough to go and win and day in and day out like they have been doing.
Uh-huh. I think everybody learned a lot of respect for your Dodger ball club, Jim, after the way you lost the first game of the doubleheader Friday. To be able to come back and win a low-score game 2-1 as you did, it proved that you fellas are hanging right in there tough, too.
Oh, yes. Our club, they never quit. If we get beat, we get beat. But we're not quitting. Yesterday we got beat. It's just one of those things. Nothing we can do about it. Nothing when a pitcher's a good game. I think this green, we faced him about twice the whole season. And both times he's coming with great efforts against us. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Jim, how come? Now, you're not known as a long ball hitter, except in our ballpark. But here in St. Louis, you go for the long one, both right-handed and left-handed. Is it the size of the park?
Well, no, Harry, I'm never going for the long ball. I go to try to hit the ball on the nose, try to get a good bat on the bat on the ball. And sometimes the timing is right, and if everything is right there, and I hit the ball out of the park. But I'm not going for the long ball. But also, the St. Louis ballpark helps me a little bit because I'm not a big guy. And I'm not a small guy. So in our park, you can hit a lot of balls at 380, 390, easy out. But in this park, you hit the ball pretty good. You can hit it out of here.
Well, I'll tell you how we feel about it, Jim. If we can stop you tonight, our chances of winning are a lot better because in the games the Dodgers win here, it seems like you're right in the middle of one of the rallies.
Well, let's say there's a lot of other fellows on our club can hurt you, too, like Murray Wills, Tommy Davis, and Miss Willie Davis, and Ron Farrell. There's a lot of other fellows on this club can hurt you.
You know, Kidd has done a great job for us and probably made our ball club as a 21-year-old catcher we have, McCarver, Jim.
Well, he's impressed me a lot. When I saw him a couple of years ago, he looked just like a hitter that could run pretty good, but no power. But he showed me when he hit a ball out here on Colfax one night, he's got pretty good power.
I should say that. Jim, a million thanks. A very interesting interview that I sincerely appreciate. I know our fans have enjoyed. They join me in wishing continued success, but not the next 3 days, please. And as a token of our appreciation, an all transistor Motorola portable radio will be arriving for you within the next few days.
Thank you, Harry. Well, we will be.
Okay, thank you very much. Jim Gilliam of the Dodgers has been our guest. Whatever will be, will be. And we'll be back now in one moment. The Panthers warming up now in the right field corner for the Dodgers. Ernie Brolio now getting ready in the left field corner for the Cardinals. Harry Carey invites you to stay tuned for the Cardinal broadcast.
Hi there, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to an evening of baseball from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Jack Buck here, Harry Carey along in just a moment. We will have the pleasure of sending your way the play-by-play of the ball game between the Cardinals and the Dodgers in the first game of a three-game series, a series which will go a long way toward determining the pennant winner in the 1963 pennant race. As advertised, it'll be Ernie Brolio, a right-hander, 16-8 for the Cardinals. And on the mound for the Dodgers, Johnny Podras. Podras, who has won 13 and lost 10, is warming up in the right field corner. Brolio on the left field corner. A jam-packed ballpark this evening, and the fans still coming in, although we're only moments away from game time. Walter Alston, the manager of the league-leading Dodgers, is out there at home plate with Stan Landis, the home umpire. Sudol at first base, Gorman at second, and Foreman at third. Johnny Keene exchanges lineup cards with him as they get together before the game for a discussion in the ground rule. It's been a while since the Dodgers have appeared here in St. Louis, and the discussion will take a while, and I imagine more than lineups will be talked about as that six get together at their home plate. Here just a moment before game time. Brolio has finished his warm-up tosses. He comes in from the bullpen. The Cardinals trailing the Dodgers by one game, two games out on the lost side. Opening a three-game set for the league leaders here this evening, and the fans are still streaming into the ballpark, and we, of course, are going to have a capacity ballpark. The lineups are being given to the crowd, hence the reaction. And we'll have the lineups for you after a while. Here's the way they line up. For the Dodgers, Maury Wills at shortstop. Jim Gilliam at second base. Wally Moan at right field. Tommy Davis in left field, hitting fourth. Ron Fairley at first base. John Roseboro is the catcher. Willie Davis in center field. Ken McMullen at third base, hit base. And Johnny Podras, 13-10, on the mound for the Dodgers. For the Cardinals, Julian Javier at second base. Dick Rohde at shortstop. Dan Musial in left field, hitting third. Ken Boyer at third base. Bill White at first base. Kurt Flood in center field. Charlie James in right. Tim McCarver, the catcher, hit base. And Ernie Brolio, 16-8, is on the mound. He has taken his final warm-up tosses. The ball down to second base and around the infield and back to the mound. Brolio getting set to go. Maury Wills getting set to lead off in the ballgame. They're asking some fans in the pavilion in right center field to remove a sign which is draped over the wall so as not to interfere with the play of the ball. The Cardinals for the year have won 6 and lost 9 to the Dodgers. 2-4 at St. Louis and 4-5 at Los Angeles. Last year, the Cardinals won 11 and lost 7 to the Dodgers. And a chance to approximate that record once again this year. A further warning is being given to the fans because of this capacity crowd with regard to interfering with the ball in play. It's Brolio on Padres. The very, very important first game. The Cardinals are game behind. The contest about to start. Glad you tuned in. Hope you enjoy it. And here to bring you the play-by-play of the ball game is Harry Carey.
Thank you, Jack. Hello again, everybody. Well, just another ball game. Ernie Brolio goes into the windup, first pitch. And there's the strike call, the fastball. One strike and no ball. Nobody on, nobody out. Maury Wills, a switch hitter. Batting 294, no homers, 33 RBI. The pitch, it swung, it's tapped, right back to Brolio. Easy out. Over to first, one away. I tell you, if the emotion and if the support of the fans can do it, the Cardinals have an ally here tonight. because this jam-packed house is all farm. Here now is Jim Gilliam. Now just on the dugout show. Hitting .283. Six homers, 48 runs batted in. He hit a homer here earlier this year that beat Broly on a ball game. A tough ball player, this guy. Saddles the plate and weight. Broly is set. Into the windup he goes. The pitch. Low curve. Set. Right in there, Carl. And it's one strike and I'm on. One out and nobody on. The ball game in the first. Jim Gilliam digging in. Here's the pitch on the way. And it's a fastball that barely missed at the knees. And that evens it up for the ball on a strike. One man out. Nobody on base. First inning. Maury Wills started it by tapping out. Royer plays wide of the bag at third. Pete Reeser is the coach down there. The pitch. Gilliam takes it wide. Just barely missed the corner. Romeo trying to pitch him over the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. One out. Nobody on base. Ball game in the first. Now the signal given. Romeo winds. The pitch is on the way. And it's swung on. A fly ball to center deep. It'll be caught. Don't worry about it. Let's got it. Gilliam flies in to fly. He hit that ball hard. Saw that two out and here's Wally Moore. Hitting .271. With eight homers and 47 runs batted in. The 153rd game of the season for the Cardinals. Nine to go after tonight. Here's Wally Moon digging in. Left-handed batter. Ex-Redbird. The pitch to him. Low curve low. Moon with eight homers. 48 RBIs. Batting .271. Marichal against Cloninger. The Giants at Milwaukee. One ball, no strike. The pitch on the way. Low curve low. Ball two. Two and nothing. Tommy Davis is next. Wally Moon, the hitter. The point he throws towards left field. It should help the right-handed batter tonight. Now the windup. 2-0. The pitch on the way. It's a strike. A fastball at the knee. Stan Landis, the plate umpire. Eddie Sudol at first. Tom Gorman at second. Al Foreman at third. Two men out. Nobody on base. Two balls and a strike on Wally Moore. Here's the pitch on the way by Bromeo. Fouled it back. And that evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the first inning. Ernie Broglio getting ready. Now the signal given. The 2-2 pitch. Now Broglio winds. Here it is. With a fastball, a little low and inside. So the count is 4-3-2. Coming out, nobody on. Left hand hitter waiting. 3-2 pitch. Pop foul back. Coming over McCarver. No play into the stand. And so the count, 3-2. Two men are out. Ball game in the first inning. Wally Moon up there. Tommy Davis next. Broglio gets set. The outfield straight away and deep. James playing right. Newfield's in left, flooded in center. Now Moon steps out of the batter's box. Gets a handful of dirt. Stan Landis, the plate umpire. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Here's the pitch on the way. He didn't mean to swing. A little tap going down to Boyer. He's got it. He's cold this time. Billy Boyer, a beautiful play to his left. On a slow twister that just got by the mound. Penny, by charging it, was able to reach it on the big hopper. That would have gone for a hit. 1-2-3 and out. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. No score in the ballgame. Well, we go to the bottom of the first. Here is Julian Javier batting .272 with 9 homers. 46 runs batted in. Johnny Pappas on the hill. He's won 13, he's lost 10. Takes a lot of time getting ready. McCullen is playing third. Here's the pitch. Look, Wills sweeps and makes the stab. Murray Wills sweeps into the air for Javier. Well hit line drive. One out. Well, you can't hit them harder than that. Houston Gross leading the league with a 327 average. One out and nobody on. Gross with six homers and 72 runs batted in. Now the signal given. Johnny Padres gets ready. The windup, here's a pitch on the way. It's a good strike of fastball at the knees. One strike and no balls. Musial will be next. Boy, you missed a lot of excitement here yesterday, Jack, but you make up for it tonight. Place is really jumping. Here's the pitch on the way. Lane foul just outside first base, strike two. Boy, Javier missed an extra base hit by about a foot, and Gross just missed one by inches. Two strikes and nothing up.
Really proud of the boys for getting Sadecki yesterday, and I know I said this last week, but it flies again once again this week with every score of every game. When the Dodgers lose, when the Cardinals win, nothing but cheers all around the country.
Here's the pitch and it's inside. Two strikes and a ball. Big growth to bat it. Six homers, 72 runs batted, and Musial will be next. Ball game in the first inning, no score. The Dodgers and the Cardinals. Here's Padres pitch on the way. A top foul outside third. He almost fooled him with a change of pace. Vern Dunson coaching over there. His dad is here from what is the North Granite?
Granite Quarry.
Granite Quarry, North Carolina. That's one of my favorite towns.
Somebody's stealing your thunder with the net over there, eh?
Hope he has better luck. Here's the pitch on the way. Line foul up to the right, into the right field corner. Got around late on a platform. The ballpark is jammed. All the reserve and box seats are sold out for the whole series. But each day, 6,800 unreserved people go on sale. Two strikes and a ball. The windup, here's the pitch. There's a line drive in a right center field. The moon is there. Gross lined hard to moon in right center. Two men up and two men down. And here's Musial. Starr hitting 251. With 11 homers and 56 runs batted in. It's a great hand from the crowd. There's other baseball tonight, but everything fails into insignificance in contrast. Musial crouching. Here's Padres fifth. It's a high fastball. Jimmy Boyer will be next. We have two well-hit balls in this inning. Javier went out on a line drive to Wills. Gross lined hard to Wally Moore. One ball, no strike. Here's the pitch. It's a strike at the knees, a good fastball. Not even good enough at a ball on the strike. Two men are out. Bottom of the first, no score. Johnny Padres gets set. Now the pitch to Musial. High, ball two. A fastball. Padres is sticking to his fastball. Leaning on it more heavily than we've seen him before. Two balls and a strike. Left hand batter up there, Musial. Now the windup, the pitch. A ground ball up the middle, but Wills is there on a big hopping shot, and he throws to first base inside. That ball was hit hard also. 1-2-3, nothing is lost. At the end of one inning, no score in the ball game. Well, we go to the top of the second inning, and here's Tommy Davis, batting 321 with 15 homers, 83 runs batted in. Here's a big power guy in their lineup. Tommy Davis wears glasses now. Arnie Braulio getting ready. The wind blows towards left field. Braulio gets set. Now the signal. A windup, here's the pitch on the way. A little pop fly on the infield, easy out. Javier backs up on the grass. He takes it. Tommy Davis pops to Javier, one out. Four men in a row retired by Braulio. Johnny Padres sets three down and on. One gone, nobody on base, and here's Ron Phil. With 12 homers, 76 runs batted in. He's hitting 279. Left-hand batter up there. One out and nobody on. Johnny Roseborough will be next. There's Braulio into the windup, the pitch to Fairley.
It's a strike, a good fastball right in there. One strike to no balls. One out and nobody on. We're in the second inning. The pitch is on the way. And it's high and outside. One ball, one strike. Ron Fairley, the hitter. Now the pitch. And it's a let-up pitch outside. Two balls and a strike. The outfield plays Fairley straight away in deep. Left hand out are digging in. Now the pitch. A hot smash on the ground. White, he's got it. The pitcher covers the toss. He is out. From Bill White to Ernie Broglio. That's two men out. And that brings up Johnny Roseboro. Hitting 239. Eight homers. 48 RBIs. His eighth was a grand slammer. Bowling towards left field. Left hand batter weight. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. And there's a drive way back. It might be out of here. It could be. It's off the screen. Roseboro's on his way to second base. He's on his way to third. Here's the relay. He is safe. And boy, you may have been hurt as Roseboro went into a triple off the right field screen by Johnny Roseboro. Had difficulty picking the ball up after it hit the screen.
Boy, is having difficulty picking himself up, eh? He went down to get that ball to block it to make sure it didn't go away. McCarver had the target at the inside part of the plate. He wanted Broglio to jam him probably with a bad ball, but got it too close to the strike zone, and Roseboro almost hit one out of here. Broglio can still get out of the frame, and looks like Boyer's going to be all right, although shaken up.
So Willie Davis, the left-handed batter, batting 232 with eight homers and 53 runs batted in. We'll be the hitter. So a runner's at third with two outs. McCarver yells out at Broglio. Willie Davis is very fast, you know. They got to be alive for a run. Willie Davis up there. Left-hand batter digging in. Broglio is going to pitch off the stretch. Not going to take his windup. Here's the stretch. Now the pitch. Now time is called.
They think he may have missed second.
Isn't this funny? Broglio doesn't want to throw because Roseboro might break for the plate. Now he gets it to... Run! Here's the fifth. It's a good fastball strike call. One strike and no ball.
Boy, you're hitting 295, 23 homers, 107 runs batted in. The wind blowing hard towards left field. Now the windup, and here's the pitch on the way. He swings and misses a fastball, strike two. Contreras is very fast so far today, tonight. Johnny Roseborough missed second base on his way to third. Two strikes, no ball. Now the pitch. Fastball inside. Kenny Boyer, the hitter. Right-hand batter digging in. Now the signal. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, deep right center field. Willie Davis back. He's there. Under the ball, and he's got it. That ball was hit hard. Four balls in a row. Saunders is hit on the nose, but haven't hit it safely yet. Here now is Bill White. White hitting 310 with 27 homers. 108 runs batted in. Left-hand batter digging in. Padres gets set. Now the pitch on the way. There's a good strike call. First one will be next. One strike and no ball. One out and nobody on. Ball game in the second inning. There's a fastball high, and that evens it up. One ball and one strike. The outfield straight away. White digs in. Johnny Padres gets set. Into the windup, the pitch. Curveball low. Two balls and a strike. Capacity crowd on hand here. No scoring yet. The Dodgers came closest. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. Foul back. A fastball. Got around on a little late. And Padres is very quick tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Roseborough is actually credited for a single. He missed second base. He wound up a third. Now the pitch on the way. High pop foul. Outside third. McMillan chasing the ball. No play. Two balls, two strikes. And there goes Johnny Roseborough out to talk to the pitcher, Johnny Padres. Padres has a history of running into trouble in late innings if he can stay close. Two balls, two strikes. Signal given. Bill White, the hitter. Johnny Padres gets set. Here it is. He struck him out swinging on a curveball. Bill White goes down swinging. So that's two away, and here's Kurt Flood hitting 308 with five homers and 60 runs batted in. Got the nice hand. Coming out. Johnny Padres getting ready. Here's the pitch on the way. A bouncing ball to Fairley. That'll be an easy out. Steps on the bag. And the Cardinals go down easily against Padres again. 1-2-3 and out. At the end of two innings, still the Cardinals nothing. The Dodgers nothing. This is Harry Carey with Jack Buck from beautiful Busch Stadium. We're going to the third inning. Willie Davis would have been the batter with Roseborough at third. Comes up now to lead it off. Very fast. The fellow's considered the fastest runner in the business. Rolio gets ready. Left-hand batter up there, holds the bat high. Now the wind, and here's the pitch. It's a fastball outside. One ball and no strike. Willie Davis will be followed by Ken McMillan, the third baseman. Willie's had 53 RBI, hitting 232. Now the pitch. A bouncing ball to White. He's got it. The pitcher covers the toss. He is off. Nice play. From White to Burris, Rolio. Ken McMillan. Well, why is it coming in from all Arkansas. New Roads, Louisiana. San Francisco. One man out, nobody on base, and here's McMullen. Right-hand hitter up there. The pitch on the way. Strike is called. Earlier this year, McMullen hit a grand slammer off Rolio. That's Chavez Ravine. There's one from East Lansing, Michigan. They're listening in up there tonight. Now the pitch. Strike called over the outside corner. Two strikes, no ball. One man out, nobody on base. Ernie Broglio gets set. Ball game in the third with no score. Dodgers have had the only hit. Now the windup, and here's the pitch on the way. Just barely outside, he almost chased it. Two strikes to the ball. Boy, that Tom Gorman, the second base umpire, was the epitome of nonchalance. Looks like he's trying to hide his out signal so that nobody would see it. Two strikes to the ball, the pitch. High pop fly on the infield, that's easy. Getting under the ball is Javier. Takes it. Johnny Padres, a pretty good hitting pitch.
That was a good pitching job on McMullen. First a breaking ball to start him off. McMullen gave up on the ball, a strike, and then a sharp breaking curveball, and strike two. Then another curveball thrown partially sidearm into the outside part of the plate. McMullen wouldn't go for it. And Rolio jammed him, hit it off the fifth, and popped it up.
So Padres comes up. A pretty good hitter for a pitcher, left-handed batter. Now the signal given. There's the windup in the pitch by Rolio. It's a strike at the knees call. One strike to no ball. Two out and nobody on. No score. Top of the third.
Glad I'm not playing in this game. I couldn't pick up a bat this evening. I don't believe.
Now the delivery. He swings late and he misses strike two. Two strikes to nothing. Well, they see him playing very loosely out there. By loosely, I mean they don't show any signs of pressure. Although Roseboro missed second base. That could happen to anybody. Two strikes and nothing. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. He struck him out on three pitches. Padres goes down swinging. One through three. We go to the bottom of the third. Dodgers nothing. Cardinals nothing. No scores yet.
Sam and Charlie is leading off. It's quite a day yesterday with some big hits.
They had three big hits. One that drove in two runs. Davis is icing on the cake in the second game. The pitch by Padres Swan. Late and foul. They're having trouble getting around so far on Padres fastball. One strike to no ball. Nobody on and nobody out. We're in the bottom of the third. No score. Johnny Padres getting ready. The pitch to Dan. Fouled it back. He had a good cut that time. He had that pitch time, but he fouled it off. Two strikes or nothing. I hear from Denver, Colorado. Now the pitch on the way. Strike three called over the outside corner to me. And James is called out on strike. Padres has a perfect game so far. Here now is McCarter, batting 297, with four homers and 51 runs batted in. Listen to the hand he gives. Now the windup, here's the pitch. Curveball low. Ernie Broglio will be next. Dennis Menke hit a three-run homer, and the Braves lead the Giants 3-1. At the end of two. Now the line by Padres to pitch. It's a good fastball. Strike call.
In that Giant-Milwaukee game, it's Marichal, 22-8 against Cloninger, 9-9. 3-1 Milwaukee at the end of two. Chicago and Pittsburgh, no score on the bottom of the seventh. At Pittsburgh, Jackson and Beal, the only other action.
Now the pitch to McCarver.
He had a cut at a fastball that time, but foul tipped it. Two strikes and a ball. Johnny Padres throwing very hard. He's fanned too. Nobody's gotten on base yet. Maury Wills will be leading it off for the Dodgers in their fourth. Two strikes and a ball, the pitch. Curveball outside, that evens it up. Two balls, two strikes. McCarver, the hitter. The ball game in the third. Johnny Padres gets ready. Now the pitch on the way. He struck him out on a curveball. Strikeout number three for Johnny Padres. That brings up Rolio. So it looks like it will have taken each team 3 innings to go through their batting order. Ernie Rolio with two out and nobody on. Johnny Padres getting ready. Fairly playing first, Gilliam at second, Wills at short, McMillan at third. The pitch. He had a cut at a curve and he missed strike one. One strike and no ball. Two went out, nobody on base. Last of the third, no score. The Cardinals and the Dodgers. A battle for first place. The pitch. Stuck and missed at a curveball. Two strikes and nothing. All the Padres pitchers are working for him. His change, his curve, and his fastball. Now the wind, here's the pitch. Fastball outside. But the Cardinals will have the top of their batting order coming up next inning, too. In the event Brolio makes an out here. Two strikes and a ball. Now the signal. A wind up in the pitch, and here it is. Strike three call. So Johnny Padres struck out the side. 1, 2, 3 in a row strikeout. Now it's Sam, 4 and 3 innings. And at the end of three, the Cardinals nothing, the Dodgers nothing. And each team in this inning will have the head of the batting order coming up. It'll be Maury Wills, Jim Gilliam, and Wally Moore for the Dodgers. Julian Javier, Dick Groen, and Sam Hilton for the Cubs. Wills steps into the batter's box and ready to go into the fourth inning. And now here to tell you about it is Jack Buck.
Okay, hey, a scoreless ball game in the fourth. The Dodgers have the only hit, a single off the screen by Roseboro. Each club has sent only 9 men to the plate in 3 innings. Rolio on the mound. Rolio has struck out one. He's walked none. He faces Maury Wills, who tapped back to the mound his first time up. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Gilliam will be doing the same. And then Wally Moon, another left-handed hitter. The first 3 men in the fourth inning. No score in the ball game. The sort of contest you expected. The pitch from Rolio, and it's high for a ball. Maury Wills batting .294. No home runs, 33 RBIs. The Dodgers shortstop. Rolio into the windup and the pitch. There's a shot in the center, a base hit. The second hit for the Dodgers. Flood on one hop fields the ball. And Wills is safely out. Rolio got behind him, came in with a fastball, and Wills got on base. And that's the thing you fear with these Dodgers. When Wills and Gilliam get on, the trouble usually starts. Wills lined it cleanly into center field. One long hop before it got to Flood. And Wills is safely on. Let's see if he's inclined to run. Let's see if Gilliam is inclined to hit and run. Gilliam hit the ball well into center field his first time. Wills already has the big lead off of first base. A throw over there by Brolio, and the runner back at first. Brolio, the right-handed pitcher, trying to keep the runner close. The outfield just a bit to the right for Gilliam. Gilliam batting .283, and he's been trouble for the Cardinals all year. A check on the runner, and the pitch. It's low for a ball. Little doubt that Wills' presence on base will bother any pitcher. And in a situation like this, a tight ball game, a very meaningful ball game, you just know that Rolio has to be quite concerned about the Dodger base runner. Wills with a short lead. Now a longer lead as Rolio stretches, throws over there, and the runner gets back. Bill White returns the ball. The Cardinal infield looking for the double play ball. Boyer, even with the bag at third. Quick throw to first in the dirt and recovered by White. Pretty close. As White came up with the ball, it was in the dirt. Wills had to go back in head first and they almost got him. And back, White looked to the first base umpire for the call. As Sudol said, no, he got back. Wills with the lead again. Another throw. He's back in plenty of time this time. Rolio wants to make very certain that Wills doesn't get that running start off the bat. He's tough enough when he keeps him close. Now Gilliam gets back in. And of course, at the same time, you have to work on the hitter. Wills with a good lead. There he goes. The pitch is a strike. The throw is too late. A stolen base for Wills in the head first. Boy, he was down there in a blink of an eye as Gilliam took a strike call. He picked the right pitch to go on to as Rolio changed up on the batter. And Wills was flying head first into second base. The throw was late and off to the shortstop side of the bag. And the Dodgers have the best scoring opportunity of the night. A man on second and nobody out. His 34th stolen base of the year. Now Gilliam will try to move him over to third. And you have to watch that he doesn't run on his own. The pitch he was going to bunt took it low outside, 2-1. Gilliam moved the bat as if to bunt. The pitch was way bad from Rolio, 2-1. Wills is at second, and Gilliam, Moon, and Tommy Davis will have a chance to get him home here in the fourth inning of a scoreless game. Outfield straight away, not too deep for Gilliam. Now Flood moves more toward right from center field. Groh trying to keep the runner close. Gilliam swings the ground ball to second. Javier has it. The runner goes to third, and Gilliam is out at first. Gilliam is thrown out. Javier to White. And Wills advanced to third base. He's there with one out, and Wally Moon becomes the key man so far in the ballgame. Mike Gilliam plays the game just like Groh. He can handle that bat. Now, you knew he was going to hit that ball to the first base side of the infield no matter what that time. He could see the way he got his bat out there. He was going to pull, and he did. So, Wills is at third with only one out, and the Cardinal infield has to come in. They play in. The outfielder out of the right, and deep for Moon. Wally grounded out to third his first time up on a half swing. Rolio into the windup. The pitch. Fastball. Ground ball to Boyer. The runner stays at third. The throw to first. He's out, and the runner's still at third. Two out.
Game that was between Boyer and Wills. Boyer wanted to make sure he didn't break for the plate. He bluffed him back not once but twice and then fired the ball over to Bill White.
Now the Cardinal infield drops back to normal depth. Now Rolio will have to watch Wills at third base, even though Tommy Davis is the hitter. Rolio looks over there and Boyer tries to help him. The windup and the first pitch to Tommy Davis. Strike call, the first ball. One of the league's leading hitters up there, Tommy Davis, batting 321 with 83 RBIs. Rolio trying to get him out. He got him on a pop fly the first time. Boyer keeping Wills close to the bag at third, to the point where Boyer has to scramble back to his position. Here's the pitch. Low outside. 1-1. Wasted a curveball that time. McGarver has to look down the line to see where Wills is playing, where Boyer is playing. Now Tim gets back behind the plate to give the sign. Outfield deep to the left for Tommy Davis. He's been hitting with regularity throughout the last month. The windup by Rolio. The runner stays at third. The pitch. Foul back. Strike two. The pitch was to the outside part, and Davis tried to go to right field. Fouled it back, and now Rolio is in good shape. 1-2 on the hitter. Every pitch, so important. The money riding with every delivery. Cardinals trailing the Dodgers by a game. Opening a three-game set. Due to face Koufax and pitch Simmons tomorrow night. Here tonight it's Rolio and Padres in a scoreless battle in the fourth. The runner at third, two outs. The pitch to Tommy Davis, foul back. He jammed him and he fouled it back. Hit it off the fifth, got a piece of the ball. McCarver sends a new one to the mound. Flood just a few steps toward left in deep center. Musial very deep in left. Game just about straight away and right. Tommy Davis has good power to the opposite field. Will single, stole second, went to third on a ground out, stayed there on another infield out. He's at third, and here's the pitch to Tommy Davis, and a pop-up, and the inning is going to be over. Who's going to get it? Javier out, calling for the ball, and he has it. Simmons tomorrow night. Here tonight it's Rolio and Padres in a scoreless battle in the fourth. The runner at third, two outs. The pitch to Tommy Davis, foul back. He jammed him, and he fouled it back. Hit it off the fist, got a piece of the ball. And McCarver sends a new one to the mound. Flood just a few steps toward left in deep center. The infield very deep in left. Game's just about straight away and right. Tommy Davis with good power to the opposite field. Will singled, stole second, went to third on a ground out, stayed there on another infield out. He's at third, and here's the pitch to Tommy Davis, and a pop-up, and the inning is going to be over. Who's going to get it? Javier out, calling for the ball, and he has it. Julio got out of the jam. Wills was at second base with nobody out. Gilliam, Moon, and Davis couldn't get him across, and it's still a scoreless game. One run, no run. One hit. No error. One left. Now the top of the order for the Cardinals. Bottom of the fourth coming up, and no score. Full house, Busch Stadium. Bottom of the fourth, Javier. He leads off against Padres. No score. The Cardinals haven't had a base runner. Javier lined out to the shortstop his first time. The crowd making the racket, trying to get something started. The Dodgers had a chance, but couldn't cash in. Now the Cardinals bat in the fourth. Javier, Groth, and Musial will be up there. He was going to bunt. He took a strike. He was going to bunt, but he got a changed-up curveball and took it for a strike. McMullen at third base came charging in. He's playing in and near the line. Wills is pulled toward the hole. It's short. Gilliam at second is intercepted. Barely the first baseman. Tommy Davis in left. Willie Davis in center. Moon in right. Javier batting 272 with nine home runs. Easily hits well against the left-handers. Outside, boy. Funny pass with that one, but high and away, one and one. Padres throwing hard. He struck out the side in the third. He's looking for his fourth straight strikeout, and he has fanned four in the game. In the first inning, the Cardinals hit the ball well. Couldn't do anything. In fact, the first four men hit the ball well. The 1-1 to Javier. A change of pace high. He really let that one slip out. Big cantaloupe that time. The old lollipop went high to Javier. 2-1. Roseville back to the plate for the Dodgers tonight. Benson coaching at third and Schultz at first for the Cardinals. No score, fourth inning. The pitch to Javier. Fastball swung and a miss. He threw it by him. Threw it by him on the inside part of the plate. 2-2 to Hooley. Try to get on so Groth could move him around. Johnny Padres, 13-10. Is 0-1 against the Cardinals this year. 19-18 in his lifetime. The 2-2 on the way. Popped up. Couldn't get around on a fastball and fairly waits for it. It's a fair ball, and he has it to the out. So, 10 straight men retired by the Dodger left-hander. Who's going to break the ice? Will it be Groth? He comes up now. Boy, this Padres has been tough, too. Nobody's gotten on base yet. Here's Groth. Trying to be the first. Dick is batting 327, still leading the league. 2 points ahead of Clemente of the Pirates. Six ahead of Aaron and Tommy Davis of this club. Groth swings on a line drive to Gilliam. He has it for the out. Groth hit the ball right on the nose and right at Gilliam. He reached to his left and speared the ball, and there are 2 men out. And that's 11 in a row retired by Padres. And here comes Musial with 2 outs. A tense battle. Dan grounded out his first time. Swings and misses. Strike one. Swung out for a moment under that plastic helmet. They play him deep to the right. Padres hasn't made any mistakes this evening. If he has, he got away with them. He struck out four, walked none. The Cardinals have no base runners and no hits. High with a curve and a bit outside, 1-1. Musial batting 251. Starting every game down the stretch, Musial is left-hander or right-hander, day game or night game. Cardinals trying to cash in on his experience. He digs in and waits for the 1-1, and here it is. A change of pace, low outside, ball 2, 2-1. He gets down, will bring up Boyer in this inning. Otherwise, Kenny will have to wait for the fifth. The Dodgers have 2 hits off of Broglio, the Cardinals none. The 2-1 to Stan. Swing and a miss. Strike 2, 2-2. The ball really dipped. Sinking low as Stan cut over the ball, 2-2. Milwaukee leads the Giants 3-2 as the Braves bat in the bottom of the third. Tomorrow night, Koufax and Simmons. The next night, Gibson and Rickard. But this is the big one. Cardinals two games out on the loss side, one game behind in the standings. Trying to pick up the victory in the opening game of this series. Dodgers hold the advantage over the year, 9-6. Swept the Cardinals in the last series, played in Los Angeles. Two out, nobody on, last of the fourth. No score, Musial the batter, Padres pitches, the 2-2. Strike three call, the curveball. Stan backed away, the pitch got in, and that's strikeout number five in four innings for Padres, and the Cardinals still haven't had a base runner. The score at the end of four, the Dodgers nothing, the Cardinals nothing. The fifth inning will be getting underway here. Brolio taking the warm-up tosses. Fairley, Roseboro, and Willie Davis, three left-handed batters, will come up. And let's pause for identification. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
Your sports station in Evansville, WDBF. It's 3 minutes before 9 o'clock Central Daylight Time.
A fast-moving ball game. Too fast to suit each club. Nothing doing here. Scoreless ball game, fifth inning. Brolio pitches to Fairley. First one. Outside, ball one. Ron Fairley batting from the left side, hitting 274. Grounded out his first time. Hit one to Bill White, and the pitcher covered. They have Wills, Gilliam, and Moon. Fairley, Roseburg, and Willie Davis, and Padres. There's a fly ball to center. Well hit, but Blood is there. Way back, has it, one out. Fairley reached for a pick, snapped those wrists, and hit it a long way. Blood went back and got it easily. The Dodgers have seven left-handed batters in their lineup tonight. Here's another one, Johnny Roseboro. Roseboro in the second inning with two outs, hit one deep to right, which almost got out of the ballpark. It hit the screen at the very top. He raced to third base, but he had missed second. The Cardinals appealed the play, and the second base umpire called him out. There was no argument. He hit an inside pitch the last time. Let's see how Brolio pitches him. Outside, ball one. Johnny Roseboro hitting 239, but with nine home runs. Brolio has walked none, allowed two base runners, both on singles, Roseboro and Wills. Roseboro hits one foul, passed first, fielded by Joe Becker coaching down there. The count goes to 1-1. One out here is fairly flat out. Roseboro and Willie Davis coming up now. And the Cardinal fifth, Boyer, White, and Flood. Cardinals have no hits against Padres in four innings. No base runners. Roseboro, stockily built, very strong, stands in. Fairly close to the plate. Outfield deep to the right. The 1-1 pitch, the curveball, a fly ball to deep right center. Flood's going to get this one. Two out. Flood drifted to his left and back by the track. A curveball, and Roseboro got good wood, but just didn't quite get around on the ball with that final snap that lost the ball out of the ballpark. And Flood made an easy catch. Two gone, five in a row out by Brolio. And Willie Davis comes up. The center fielder of the Dodgers bats from the left side, grounded out his first time. Brolio points over to Bill White and toward first base, reminding himself that he has to cover in case the ball is hit over there. Swing and a miss. Strike one. In various series this year, individual Dodgers have ripped the Cardinals. Gilliam one time, Tommy Davis another, Ken McMullen another. Willie Davis had a good series against the Redbirds. He swings and fouls it back, and that's strike two, and Ernie's way out in front. 0-2. Very few mistakes. Both ball clubs are primed for this one. Opening game so important, particularly with Koufax looming around the corner, despite the fact that Simmons will be the Cardinal pitcher and Kurt has pitched great baseball. Brolio, both feet on the rubber, looking in, starts to wind up, and he delivers. There's a shot in the center. It's a base hit. Flood will have to play it on one hop. Willie Davis single to center, and he's on there with two outs. And now with a right-handed batter coming up, you can look for some running on the part of Willie Davis. He's on at first with two out, and Ken McMullen is the batter. No No score. We're in the fifth. Rolio got the first two on fly balls to center. And then Willie Davis singled into center field. That's the third hit off of Rolio. A runner at first, two out. Willie Davis leads off. White holds him close. The run is going on the first pitch. The throw by McCarver is too late. That's a stolen base. That's the second Dodgers stolen base, and a base hit would put Los Angeles out in front. Willie Davis wasted no time. He took off. The pitch was a ball to McMullen.
They're going to put him on now, Jack. Pitch to Padres, no? I thought McCarver pointed out that way, but he didn't.
Then McCarver was reminding Brolio that he had to get over there to cover. The ball's hit to the right side. Willie Davis at second, two out. The pitch is ball two. McMullen's not going to get anything good to hit with Padres coming up next. Two balls, no strikes to count. The first time up, McMullen pops to second base. He has a chance to drive in the first run of the game. Willie Davis at second, two out. A single and a stolen base. Rolio, two balls, no strikes. Pitches, strike call, a slider on the corner. Threw the breaking ball on 2-0, got it in there. McMullen hitting 234, playing third base tonight, has hit five home runs. A home run threat, right-handed batter, 351 down the line and left. Rolio checks the runner, pitches inside and spins him out of there with a high hard one. 3-1. If McMullen was digging in looking for the long one, that last pitch gave him something else to think about. As Rolio dusted him, 3-1. But now McMullen knows that Ernie has to come to him. Padres will be the next hitter. One on and two out. The 3-1. Ball four, two on with Padres coming up. Throw outside. That was not an intentional walk, but it was the next thing to it. Padres bats from the left side, and he swings that stick. He can be dangerous. He's hit one home run. He's driven in eight runs. Chance to put himself out in front of the game. He's fanned his first time. The only strikeout that Bolio's chalked off, he's got to get him. Or then you get around to the top of the batting order, Wills, Gillingham, and so forth, and the Dodgers can really start the merry-go-round in that situation. Willie Davis at second, McMullen at first, two out. First pitch to Padres. Strike call on the corner. A quick look back at the umpire by Padres. He shakes his head, said no, it wasn't a strike. Dan Landis calling the balls and strikes with Sudol, Dorman, and Foreman, the base umpire. Ernie gets out in front. Trying to keep Willie Davis close to second. The pitch to Padres, a swing and a miss, strike two. That ball was up. That ball was up, and Padres had a cut. This is the second inning in a row in which Ernie has been in trouble. In the fourth, Will singled to start the inning, stole second with nobody out. He died at third base. Now with two out, Willie Davis has singled, stolen second, and McMullen followed with a walk. Rolio has Padres set up. No balls, two strikes. Fifth inning, no score. Three hits for the Dodgers, none for the Cardinals. Ernie stepped off the rubber, and the batter stepped out of the batter's box. Not quite certain on the sign. McCarver flashes it again. Rolio to the belt. To the plate, and a foul on a half swing. Foul it into the seats to stay alive.
He's been pitching him away on every pitch. Padres, you can't make a mistake to him, even though he's a pitcher. He can hit that ball.
Johnny has had nine hits this year, eight RBIs, one home run. Outfield straightaway, the infield in straightaway position. McMullen leads off first, Willie Davis off second. You know the base hit would get him home. The pitch, struck him out. Julio strikes out Padres, and the Dodgers lead 2-0 in the fifth inning. His second strikeout. Padres victimized both times. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. The Cardinals come to bat in the fifth. Boyer, White, and Flood, and there is no score.
Well, tell me something. Which is your favorite cigarette of the day?
Like one after breakfast coffee, or you come out of a swim, or after you've stowed away a good dinner, perhaps?
Anyway, these are times when a cigarette tastes especially good. Or at least it ought to. Does yours? Or does it leave you hungry for flavor? If dual-filtered Carrotton's your smoke, I know the answer. Because Carrotton's got it. Flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette. Yes, Carrotton has what it takes to give you the taste you want. Fine, flavor-rich tobaccos go into Carrotton. Then the remarkable dual filter with activated charcoal brings through the best taste of these choice tobaccos. Flavor that's good and rich and smooth. So make tonight the night you discover what you've been missing. Flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette. Carrotton's got it.
Like this one, you'd be worn to a frazzle by the time 162 went into the book.
I thought they had been, Jack.
Well, in the last month, they've been that way. The Cardinal yearbook is still available, the 63 yearbook. Pictures, photos of the stars, some of them with their families, a lot of human interest with stories and statistics. Cost 35 cents in coins. Send that amount to Post Office Box 6464, Third Round Station, St. Louis 7, Missouri. 35 cents for the Cardinal Yearbook, Post Office Box 6464, Fairground Station, St. Louis 7, Missouri. First pitch to Boyer. Fly ball, center field. It's going to be caught by Willie Davis. The Padres fastball is standing him in very good stead this evening. One out, and the Cardinals still haven't had a base runner. Boyer, after lining out to center, flies out to center. He's 0 for 2, and Bill White comes up. He is one of five strikeout victims that Padres had registered. White the batter, flood next. One pitch and one out. Bill digging in. 27 home runs. Quite a few of them against left-handers. Fly ball, back of short. That ball may be trouble for Davis. No, he's there, and he has it for the out. Tommy Davis hauled it in off the bat of Bill White. And there are two men out in a hurry in the bottom of the fifth. Oh, we expected excitement. Getting almost more than we bargained for. Two men gone and flood the hitter. He grounded out his first time. Hit the ball to the right side. McMullen near the bag at third. Strike called. He's out in front. Padres with a good fastball. They figured that Flood would be taking so as not to give Johnny an extremely easy inning. Fired one in there. The next one, a tap toward the mound. Padres has it. Gives it to the first baseman, and the inning is over. Flood rounds out, and Padres has pitched five perfect innings. Nothing doing in the fifth. As the Cardinals go down in order once again, the Dodgers have the game's only hit. They have three, and the score at the end of five, Los Angeles nothing. St. Louis, nothing.
Well, our good friends, the St. Petersburg Fat Boys, are listening in down in St. Petersburg, Florida tonight. I believe the broadcast is being piped in there this evening for all the great Cardinal fans who saw us in spring training. We'll have a chance to hear every thrilling play of the season. Well, here's that guy again, Maury Wills. It's the third time in the ball game that he's let off. Started the ball game by tapping out the Broglio. Then he singled his second to center and stole second in the fourth, but failed to score. That's really been the best scoring opportunity of the night. They play Maury Wills very shallow and shaded towards left. There's Broglio getting ready, and here's the pitch. A slow curve in there. He's shorting up the bunt. The strike is called. One strike and no ball. Nobody on and nobody out. The ball game in the top of the sixth. A beautifully pitched ball game between Broglio and Padres. Now the delivery. There's a fly ball in the right center. That might go for extra bases. And it does, all the way to the wall. Here's Wills around second. He's on his way to third. Holds up at second base. I just called how they were playing him towards left. And he pulled that ball in the right center. Just between them. And it goes for a double. Well, once again, Broglio has to go to work.
the second time that Wills has started with a base hit. And the equivalent, actually, of a double both times, because last time he stole second on the very first pitch. Bob Beal pitched a two-hit shutout over the Cubs, 1-0. Larry Jackson, the loser. So now here is Jim Gilliam. A runner at second base, nobody out. Ball game in the top of the sixth. Switch hitter bats left-handed. Wills the lead. Now the stretch. And the pitch on the left. It's a strike over the outside corner of fastball. One strike and no ball. Runner at second and nobody out. The outfield plays Gilliam straight away. Bobby Shands has started a warm-up in the bullpen. One strike, no ball. Now the stretch. The pitch to Gilliam on the way. And here it is. Popped up on the infield. Boyer coming in. Hey, now who's going to get it? Boyer's there around home plate and he has it. Boyer thought McCarver was going to get it. Tim couldn't locate it. And Boyer suddenly realized that he came in and made the play right in front of home plate. So that's one out and brings up Wally Moore.
One thing McCarver did, he knew that he couldn't help out because he couldn't find the ball. So he backed away from the play and he kept calling Boyer, Boyer, giving Jenny all the assurance that he needed. And he made the catch, a big one.
There's Wally Moore now. He bounced out to Boyer twice. Runner at second base and one out. Unusual to see Gilliam not advance the man. He failed this time. He popped up. One man out. Rolio gets ready. Wally Moon, the hitter. Now the stretch. From the belt to fifth. Here it is. Curve low outside. One ball, no strikes. A tense pitching duel. Cardinals haven't had a base runner yet. The Dodgers have threatened several times. One ball, no strikes. Now the pitch. Slow curve low. Ball two. Cepeda just hit a homer for the Giants, who have taken a 4-3 lead over the Milwaukee Braves. Ken McKenzie's the left-hander. Bobby Shantz, the other southpaw, in the bullpen. Wally Moon, the hitter. Two balls, no strike. Now the stretch. The pitch on the way. Here it is. There he goes, trying to steal it. Pitch goes into the dirt. He steals third base. McCarver didn't have a chance to make a play. A stolen base for Maury Wills. His second stolen base of the game. And what an important one it is. It puts him at third base now with only one out. Forces the infield to come in. The count on Moon is three balls and no strikes. And they're liable to let him swing away here. The infield comes in. Ernie Brolio getting ready. Now the wind and here's the pitch. Moon takes ball four wide. So that'll bring up Tommy Davis. He's popped out twice. He comes up now with runners at first and third. The infield now will be able to drop back and gamble on the double play. Moon's at first. Wills at third. Tommy Davis, the hitter. Brolio will pitch off the stretch. Outfield around towards left field deep. Wills giving him trouble down there, coming down the line daringly. Time is called. Maury Wills can upset a whole ball club with his daring base running. Runners at first and third. Right hand batter up there. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch. It's a strike called over the outside corner. One strike and a ball. Runners at first and third. One away. Cardinals hopeful of a double play. Now the signal. The right-hand batter digging in. Here's the stretch. Now the pitch. There's a fly ball to the short center field. Flood coming in. Hey! Can't make the play a trap. I misjudged that ball. And it's a base hit. Boy, now. Well, too bad. He started back thinking the ball was in hard. And he came in and did a one-handed pickup on the shot hop. The ball was just so shallow that if he caught the ball, as he should have,
Will probably would not even try to score. But Kurt Blood, who rarely misjudges one, started out instead of in. And by the time he came back in, the ball had dropped on a short hop.
One step killed him. He was coming in just as fast as he could go and fielded the ball on a short hop. Trying to get the force out, but Moon was running the bases well, and the Dodgers get out in front.
Here now is Ron Fairley. He hit the ball sharply twice. The Dodgers lead 1-0. Maury Wills, flying feet, leaps to the run. Now the stretch. And here's the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball in the left center. Newfield going over. He's there. Makes the catch. Fairly fly to Newfield in left center. That's two outs. And here's Johnny Roseboro, who hit that ball hard all day. And this judgment by Flood, I think, is the first mistake the Cardinals have made in a month. And here now is Roseboro. Burley will get set. From the belt, the pitch. Here it is. A tap right back to the mound. Burley's got it. Flips the white. He got out of that inning all right, although they did get a run. Should have been unscored upon. One run, two hits, no errors, and two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The Cardinals trail now 1-0. Cardinals find themselves trailing now 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning with the low end of the batting order coming up. James McCarver and Broglio. Charlie James fanned his first time. There hasn't been a base runner yet for the Cardinals. Getting set. The crowd trying to stir a rally. James digging in. Now the signal to wind up. Here's the pitch on the way. Swings and he misses a fastball. One strike and no ball. James hasn't had a good cut yet in one of Padres' pitches. Hasn't really picked the ball up against him yet. One strike, no ball. Now he waits. Here's the pitch. Foul back onto the screen. Two strikes to nothing. Charlie James up there. He's in the hole again. Pavis is ahead of him 2-0 the first time up. Johnny Pavis has retired 15 in a row. Now the signal. Here's the pitch on the way. Struck him out. Boy, he missed that pitch at foot. Strikeout number six, and 16 men in a row have been retired by Padres. Here's Tim McCarver coming up. Left-handed batter. He fanned his first time up. Padres has been superb. 16 men in a row. Nobody's been on base yet. Now the line, here's the fifth. It's a little bit inside. One ball, no strike. The thing has only been behind one hitter. He was two balls and no strikes on one hitter. One ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch on the way. There's a hot flag. That's the middle. The base hit. McCarver singles to center. And there's the first base runner. Arnie Broglio comes out. Ball like a bullet right up the middle. And now Broglio comes out, probably to sacrifice. We're in the sixth. 1-0 in favor of the Dodgers. McMillan playing third. Wills is in charge. Gilliam at second. Fairley at first. There's the stretch now. And a pitch to Broglio. Oh, he hits the ground ball to start.
reflexes which he has demonstrated as a base runner prevail on that play. Otherwise, he never would have been able to get back there and still make the throw. Big play in this ballgame. McMullen was really fooled on the play. He was charging in, looking right down Broglio's throat. Too bad he didn't pull the ball closer to him.
All right, now it's up to Javier. He ran hard and short, and he popped up so far. The tying runs at second base with two outs. McFarland's the base runner. Javier digging in. Johnny Padres gets back. Picked up a little rubber pad that the catcher's put in our glove. Now we're ready. Right-hand batter digging in. Brown trying to get the Cardinal rally started. Road is the next. And Padres wants to pop out at Johnny Roseball. Let's pause that information. This is the Cardinal Baseball Network.
Your sports station in Evansville, WDBF. It's 9:29 Central Daylight Time.
This is Howie Kelly with Jack Bunt from Busch Stadium. Cardinals have the tying run at second with two outs. 1-0 Dodgers. Javier, the batter. There's the stretch. Now the fifth. A little pop fly and a short center field will be caught by Wills. The inning is over. Javier popped Amari Wills to retire the side. One hit, no runs, no errors, one left. At the end of six, the Dodgers won the Cardinals nothing.
When fall arrives, and it won't be long now, you should be ready for the expenses the new season will bring. Clothing, fuel, home repairs, car repairs, back-to-school expenses, all of these items call for ready cash that you may not have available. In this case, it's good to know where you can get the money you'll need when the time comes. At Morris Plan or Thrift, you can arrange a budget-geared personal loan with payments to suit your income and your expenses. At the same time, you can consolidate all your old bills with just one loan. You'll have just one place to pay and just one payment to make each month. Yes, a lot of Evansville families have found that one loan from Morris Plan or Thrift can solve all of their money problems and ease an already overstrained budget. You can, too, by following these simple instructions. First, figure how much you now owe on scattered bills and debts. Then, add the money you want for expenses coming up. Call Morris Plan or Thrift, and they'll tell you just how low your one monthly payment can be. For instance, you can qualify for a $1,500 Morris Plan Thrift loan if you can make payments of just $51.75 monthly. See Thrift, opposite Lawndale, or Morris Plan, downtown.
Hi, Ernie Broglio. He's got a bad break on a misjudged fly ball. It's a long run that he's allowed. So Willie Davis leads it off now. In the Cardinal seventh, it'll be Grote, Musial, and Boyer. Willie Davis singled in the fifth inning. Playing shallow. This fellow's got tremendous speed. Here's a pitch. He tops it far off to the right. One strike and over. Maury Wills with two stolen bases and two hits. He scored their only run. One strike and over. Left hand batter waiting. Now the pitch by Broglio. A little wide at the knees, and that evens it up. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the seventh. Willie Davis, the hitter. Really a fast ball game. Cardinals have only had one base runner. Now the fifth. Line foul, right field corner. St. Louis and Joe Becker had to duck his head out of the way of that. Two strikes and a ball. Davis, the hitter. Now the signal given. Broglio is ready. Here's the pitch.
There's a base hit up the middle. Willie Davis singles to center. Puts him on and brings up Tim McMullen, the third baseman. Now, Willie Davis is at 203. Maury Wills is at 203. They're two fastest men. Now, McMullen, who popped out and walked so far, will be the batter. Right-hand hitter up there. Willie Davis a lead. He stole on the first pitch last time. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch. He's going to bunt and he missed strike one. One strike and no ball. The pitcher, Johnny Pavlis, is next. One strike and no ball. Bobby Shands is down on the bullpen for the Cubs. 1-0, the Dodgers lead. A long lead by Willie Davis. Here's the pitch. Way wide, may have been a pitch out. Runner wasn't going. And the count is evened up with a ball on a stretch. Runner at first, nobody gone. 7-0. Pete Reeser coaching at third base. Joe Becker at first base. Koufax against Simmons tomorrow night. One ball, one strike. Now the stretch, a lead by Willie Davis. Here's the pitch. There he goes. Pitch out. There's the peg. Here. Hey! The stolen base. Even with a pitch out, he stole it. Carver made a good throw, but too late. Boy, that guy's been getting a flying start off first base. That's their fourth stolen base. But now two balls and a strike. McMullen the batter. Willie Davis is at second base. Braulio gets ready. Now the pitch. And here it is, the McMullen. A bouncing ball over the pitcher's head. Now the air's got it. We'll throw him out at first. McMullen is thrown out by Javier. One out, that brings up Johnny Pavlis. A runner at third, Burley fires, so the possibility of a squeeze play exists. Pavlis, the hitter. Willie Davis at third, one out. Willie Davis had a play the other day where they had a squeeze player on the bottom, missed the ball, but he stole home anyhow. The infielder's in. Now the stretch. And the pitch to Johnny Pavlis. He swings at a curve and he missed it. One strike and no ball. One out, a runner at third base. Ball game in the top of the seventh. 1-0 in favor of the Dodgers. Now the stretch. The pitch is on the way. He swings and he misses. Strike two. Two strikes and nothing. Maury Wills will be next. On the hill. Willie Davis, the runner over there. Now the signal. From the belt. Here's a pitch. Outside. The pitch out that time. Two strikes and a ball. Johnny Pavlis up there. The Cardinal infield in. Hoping for a play at the plate. Braulio gets set. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way. He struck him out. He went for a bad ball. Pavlis goes down swinging. That's the first time he's fanned. That's all Braulio's strikeouts. And here now is Maury Will. This little rascal that bounced back to the pitcher his first time. Singled and stole second in the fourth. Double and stole third in the sixth. Scoring on a pop single. Two men are out. Maury Wills, the hitter. And Boyer's holding Willie Davis close to third.
Braulio looks into the dugout to see if they want him to pitch off the stretch, and he's going to do just that.
The outfield shallow. Maury Wills, the hitter. said. Here's the pitch on the way. He was going to bunt. The fastball was outside. One ball or no strike. That's the kind of ball club these Dodgers are. They bump and run and sting you to death with great pitching. One ball, no strike. There's the stretch. And the pitch. Strike is called, not even good enough. One ball, one strike on Roy Wells. Left-hand hitter up there. Cardinals in their seventh will have Groat, Musial, and Boyer. If anybody gets on, White. One ball, one strike. Now the signal given. There's the stretch. The pitch is on the way. Just missed ball and outside. Two balls and a strike on Maury Wills. Left-hand batter up there. A runner at third base is Willie Davis.
I want to put the two of these guys on there together.
Two balls and a strike. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way. A tap to the mound. He ought to be able to get him out. There's the peg in time. Maury Will bounced back to Brolio and threw him out. One hit, no runs, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom half of the seventh. The Dodgers won, the Cardinals nothing.
The best of two worlds in one great beer. Busch Bavarian has the old world smoothness of the fine beers they drink in Bavaria, goes down smooth and easy. And Busch Bavarian is brewed with new world lightness, made light and lively for our own relaxed American way of living. Old world smoothness and new world lightness, the best of two worlds in one great beer. And only Busch Bavarian brings you this unbeatable combination. Pick up several six packs of Busch Bavarian the next time you're shopping. You'll enjoy every smooth, light drop. Well, the fans, a capacity crowd here, stand for the seventh inning stretch. In Milwaukee, the Giants lead the Braves 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. In the only other game, Pittsburgh defeated the Cubs 1-0. That's the score here, 1-0 Dodgers, bottom of the seventh, and here again is Harry Carey.
All right, it's the group to lead it off. This capacity crowd, anxious to cheer the Redbirds home. Dick Groat has had nothing out of two, hit the ball hard twice. Right-hand batter up there, Johnny Podras can be ready. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a little low, a fastball. One ball and no strike. Podras hasn't walked anybody. He is playing six. One ball, no strikes. Dick Groat, the hitter. Podras gets set, and here's the pitch on the way. There's a good fastball in there. He hasn't lost his fastball. One ball, one strike. Podras was 113 and lost 10. Straddles the plate, Groat does, and waits. Now ready, the 1-1 delivery. Here it is. Low curve, a changeup, ball two. Strike. Dick Groat, the hitter. Podras gets set, and here's the pitch on the way. There's a good fastball in there. He hasn't lost his fastball. One ball, one strike. Podras was 113 and lost 10. Straddles the plate, Groat does, and waits. Now ready, the 1-1 delivery. Here it is. Low curl, a changeup, ball two. Two balls and a strike. Musial would be next. The ball game's in the seventh. Dick Groat digs in. Gary Kolb limbering up in the bullpen. Two balls and a strike. Now the windup. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside, foul down the third base line. Just barely missed being an extra base hit. Way they were playing around for Groat. That on there not only would have been a double, but a possible three base hit. Deming on the way, chimed off the wall. Just foul. So the count evens now at two balls and two strikes. Right-hand hitter up there, Dick Groat. Johnny Podras takes a look around. Now ready for the pitch. Podras winds. Here it is. A tap right back to the pitcher. That'll be an easy out. Over to first in time. Grove was fooled as he tapped one to Padres. And here's Musial. And time is running out on our Cardinals. Struck out and rolled out. Left-hand batter up there. Johnny Padres getting set. Now the windup, and here's the pitch. Fastball missed, low and outside. One ball, no strikes. New baseball thrown into play. Kenny Boyer would be next. One ball, no strikes. Musial the hitter. There's Padres getting ready. Now the pitch.
Boys and ball, boys back! Hey! Back! Hey! Oh, oh, oh! Oh, oh, oh! Holy cow!
Baseball. Kurt Flood digging in. Fastball low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Flood takes a look at Vern Benson. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Mucil's homer has tied it up. Kurt Flood waits. One ball, no strikes, the stretch. Now they throw to first, the runner back. This is allowed, only two hits. Here's the stretch. The pitch on the way. A line drive in the center, a base hit. This guy to last second, holding up. Wally Davis picks the ball, but White held up the second. A single by Flood. Here comes manager Walt Alston out. That's apparently the all for Johnny Poppers. He took six brilliant innings. Got the first man out easily in the seventh. Then Mucil homered to tie it up. Then Boyer went out. An error by Marty Wills and a base hit by Flood. And it's runners at first and second with two away, and Charlie James will be the hitter. Let's see who the new pitcher's going to be. Bobby Miller and Ron Paranoski are down there. They haven't indicated yet whether there will be a new pitcher. The fact that James is fanned twice so futilely against Padres might keep him in the ballgame. And Johnny Padres is talking emphatically to his manager, Walt Alston. James was out on strikes on three pitches in the third, was out on strikes swinging on three pitches in the sixth. The huddle around the mound continues, and the umpires are trying to have manager Alston make a decision.
Because he's been conversing with Padres out there. Meanwhile, the two pitchers get further chance to get ready, and now Alston looks like he's going to do something. Dan Land is trying to hustle him along. Padres stays in.
Padres will stay in there. And I'm sure the reason is because he has made James look bad twice. And so they let him in there to pitch to James again. Charlie, right-handed batter. You've seen him look bad many times, only to come back and hit the same pitch for a home run. Runners are at first and second with two out. Right-hand batter, Charlie James. The game is tied 1-1. There's Johnny Padres getting ready. There's the stretch. The pitch to James. Strike call. Charlie shakes his head. He acts like he just can't pick the ball up against Padres. Like he doesn't see it. One strike and no ball. Runners at first and second. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball in the center. The inning will be over. Willie Davis gets under the ball, and that retires the side. Two hits. One run, a home run belt by Mucil. One error, two left. At the end of seven, the Cardinals won, the Dodgers won.
Enjoy old world smoothness. New world lightness. The best of two worlds in one great beer. Busch Bavarian brings you all the old world smoothness of Bavaria's fine beer. Brewed light and lively to modern America's taste. Two worlds.
Dodgers, 1-1, eighth inning coming up. And a tough eighth inning. Gilliam, Moan, and Tommy Davis against Ernie Broglio. Broglio has walked one, struck out three, allowed one run and six hits. The Dodgers scored a run in the sixth. A leadoff double by Wills. With one out, he stole third. Moan walked, and Tommy Davis dropped a single in the short center field. With one out in the Cardinals' seventh, Musial hit his 12th home run of the year, and we're all deadlocked with two innings to go. Gilliam has been 0 for 3 here in this situation. He'll be up there pumping, capable of the long ball in this ballpark. Batting left-handed, the first pitch. Strike call up the corner. On the knees. Royal gets out in front. Gilliam has fly to center, grounded out to second, popped out to third. Boyer in front of the bag about three steps, guarding against the bunt near the line. The outfield to the right, the pitch to Gilliam, high outside, 1-1. A full house at Busch Stadium in an exciting ball game. Score 1-1. Broglio taking his time, mopping his brow. No one in the Cardinal bullpen. Pete Rickard warming up in the Dodger bullpen, but he'll be the starter here Wednesday night. He's warming up for his own benefit, not for this game. Here's the 1-1 to Gilliam, outside. Ernie trying to keep the ball away from him. Harry Carey pointed out a while ago that Gilliam beat Broglio with a home run in this ballpark earlier in the year. And here in this situation, with nobody on, nobody to move around, well, Gilliam will be pumping, and he has hit six home runs this year. Two balls and a strike. Ernie has to come to him now. The pitch is on the way. There's a fly ball back to short. Groat going out in a hurry. Calls for the ball. Calls Musial off the play and makes the catch, one out. Stan reassured Groat. Tucked the glove in the hand to his mouth and called for Groat to make the play, which he did. One man gone. Wally Moan, the hitter. Twice he grounded out to Boyer. Once he walked. Moan is hit. Eight home runs. The pitch to him. Strike. He kept it away from him. Strike call. Ernie's had good control, pitching these left-handers away in this friendly ballpark for the left-handed hitters. Activity in the bullpen again for the Cardinals as the pitch comes to Moan. Strike two call, a fastball. Tail over the inside corner this time. He pitched it outside, inside. Moan argues about the call, but he had given up on the ball, and it came into the strike zone. Fastball tailing away from the left-handed batter. Ron Taylor and Bobby Shantz are in the Cardinal bullpen. One out and nobody on, top of the eighth. In the Cardinal eighth inning, McCarver, the pitcher, Broglio, and then Javier against Padres, who's still in the game. Padres and Broglio all the way. No balls, two strikes to count to Wally Moan. The pitch, strike three, call. Same spot, inside corner, Moan out on strikes. Two out in the inning.
Oh, that was beautiful pitching, beautiful pitching. Moan is talking about the pitch. Manager Walt Alston coming out. If he says one word about the pitch, he's automatically ejected. And that, a manager can't question a ball or strike.
We have a good view of those fastballs from up here, and in fact, Harry, a better view of the ball than when the hitter gives up on it, as Moan did on the last two pitches. That fastball tailing away from him and back into the strike zone, and two out, and now the dangerous Tommy Davis. They're all dangerous, of course. But Davis, who has driven in the only run for the Dodgers in this game. A single out of three trips, the pitch. Ball low outside. Just as Ernie has been able to keep the ball away from the left-handed batters, with very few exceptions here tonight, he's been able to keep it away from the two right-handed hitters they have in their lineup. Here's one of them, Tommy Davis. The pitch to him, outside, ball two. He gets behind. Two out, nobody on. Two balls, no strikes. Fairley would be next. Dodgers have a good bench to call on. If they have to go for pinch hitters. Shantz and Taylor in the bullpen. Broglio has to come to Tommy Davis. The pitch, the pop fly to short right. A trouble play. Bill White going out. It's foul. He's there. He has it. That ball started as if it were going to be a fair ball beyond Bill White. It ended up foul, and Bill White caught the ball. A day ago, Tommy Davis popped out, but only he took. Aside from Musial's swing, the strongest swing of the evening. Down the order they go. Broglio still strong. Cardinals come to bat in the eighth, tied with the Dodgers, 1-1. before we get back to the game, how about lighting up a dual filter Tarrant? Yes, Tarrantin for flavor. Flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette.
Hungry for flavor, Tarrantin smiling, flavor. You never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette.
That's the score, friends. Filter smoking never tasted so good. Fine, flavor-rich tobaccos, plus Tarrantin's famous dual filter, bring you flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette. Better check up on your supply of dual filter Tarrantins right now and get another carton before you run out. The year's biggest crowd, 32,442, paid here tonight. Let's get some runs, Jack. It's a tie ball game, 1-1. Jim McCarter, who has one of the three hits off of Johnny Podgers, is the Cardinal hitter. Nothing doing in the bullpen. The Redbirds are going to go with Broglio right down the line. McCarver, Broglio out of the air here in the eighth. The windup by Podgers and the pitch to Tim. Low for a ball. McCarver, after striking out in the third, singled up the middle. Up until that time, the Cardinals had had no base runners, and that was with one out in the sixth. The pitch from Johnny. Strike called at the letters. On the inside corner, evens the count 1-1 to McCarver, who's batting 297 in his rookie year. Actually not officially classified as a rookie, but in his first full year. Here's the 1-1. Foul back and out of play, trying to go into left field with that one. And Podgers is out in front of the hitter, 1-2. Podgers is a strong ball game. He has struck out six. He has walked none. A home run by Musial with one out in the seventh, tied it after the Dodgers had scored in the sixth. An RBI single by Tommy Davis. We're in the eighth. Nobody on or out. There's a fly ball to center. Well hit. Willie Davis going back. He's there, and he has the ball for the out. McCarver hit the ball well, but straight away into center, and Willie Davis one out, and Broglio is being called back, and Bob Gibson is going to be the pinch hitter. Bob Gibson is going to hit for Ernie Broglio here in the eighth. The first time this year, hey,
I believe it is, Jack. There's a lot of talk about him pinch hitting. He's run a lot. I believe that actually it's the first time this year he's been a pinch hitter. He's had three homers, batting 231.
So Broglio will leave after pitching eight innings, one run, six hits. Well, could have a shutout. Four strikeouts and he walked one. Chance will be the new pitcher. First time that Bob Gibson has pinch hit. Right-handed batter. A Cardinal pitcher up there at the plate waiting for Podgers to deliver. The first one. Change of pace popped up. That'll be the second out. He got him on a changeup. Shortstop Wills near the bag has it for the out. Wills was a little concerned about the second base bag, but caught the ball. Two out and on the air comes up. Well, Hooley has the wherewithal to hit it into the seats. When he hits him, he hits him, and he's got nine home runs. And even if he fails, it'll be Groth, Musial, and Boyer in the ninth inning. Pete Rickard, who was loosening up for his assignment Wednesday night, no longer is throwing down there in the Dodger bullpen. Chance comes in from the Cardinal bullpen. Two out and nobody on. What a job Broglio did. What a job Podgers is doing. Two out in the eighth. Now the air is 0 for 3. Hit the ball well one time. Swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Willie has hit the ball on the roof in right field. He's hit it into the seats in left field here at Busch Stadium. Lined out to short. Pop to the first baseman. Pop to the shortstop. 1-1 the score. 32,442, the paid attendance, the largest crowd of the year. 60,000 would have turned out for this one. They could have been accommodated. The pitch down the air. Change of pace and a ground ball to third. Big hop to McMullen. The throw, and he is out. Almost pulled fairly off the bag, but he got him. The Cardinals go down in order, and the stage is set for the ninth inning. At the end of eight, The Dodgers won. The Cardinals won.
You know, you probably notice it yourself. Wherever you go, you see more and more of the distinctive white Carrington ring. Yes, for more and more people every day, part of the fun's a dual-filter Carrington. And the reason's simple. People hungry for flavor have found that Carrington's got it. Flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette. You see, here's one filter cigarette that's really different. And what a difference it makes in taste. Fine, flavor-rich tobacco's going to Carrington, of course. That's just part of the story. Then, Carrington's famous dual filter with activated charcoal actually brings through the best flavor of these choice tobaccos. Why don't you taste that Carrington difference yourself? Flavor you never thought you'd get from any filter cigarette. Carrington's got it. Pick up a couple of packs tonight. While we go to the ninth, it's all tied up, 1-1. Ron Fairley, Johnny Roseboro, and Willie Davis, three left-handed batters, will face Bobby Chen. Ernie Braulio did a tremendous job. He actually shouldn't have been scored upon. The only run they got was a little bit tainted. Might have been avoided, but those things happen. In 8 innings, he allowed only 6 hits and 1 run. He pitched out of trouble. A very courageous performance. Here now is Fairley. Johnny Condras has done a great job for the Dodgers. He's allowed only 3 hits. Fairley, a left-handed batter. Bobby Shands getting ready. No margin for error now. We're in the 9th inning. Game tied 1-1. Koufax against Simmons tomorrow night. Here's the wind-up by Bobby Shands. The pitch to Fairley on the way. There's one on a drive. Way back to right field. Off the screen. Here is Fairley on his way to second. Here's James throwing. It's a double. On the first pitch, Fairley doubles off the right field screen. And now is Johnny Roseboro. It was something high and inside, and Fairley, falling away from the plate, hit it up against the screen. Here's Roseboro. That's the lead run at second base, nobody up. Roseboro, left-handed batter. Here's the stretch. Chance's pitch. Here it is. He's going to bunt. He bunts foul off to the left for a strike. One strike and no ball. Bobby Chance. In relief, Ron Fairley hit his very first pitch for 2 bases. 9th inning, game tied 1-1. Roseboro digging in. Now the signal to stretch. The pitch by Chance on the way. He bunts foul again, strike 2. 2 strikes and no ball. This is the strikeout he needs right here. Willie Davis is next. Ron Taylor is starting to heat up in the bullpen. It's 2 strikes and nothing. Johnny Roseboro, the hitter. Fairley opened the inning with a double. That's a 7th hit for the Dodgers. Now Shands gets set. 2 strikes and nothing. The pitch to the left-hand hitter. Here it is. He struck him out. McCarver took it out of the dirt and tagged him. That's 1 out. And now is Willie Davis. He's had 2 out of 3. Ken McMullen, a right-handed batter, would be next. Bobby Shands rubs up that baseball. Willie Davis, the hitter. The lead runs at second base, 1 away. Now the stretch by Chance. Here's the pitch. There's a hot smash to right. Here it is. James up with the ball. Here's a throw into the plate. Here it is. Safe on the first play. Barely beat James. Perfect one-hop throw. 2 left-hand hitters out of 3 have hit Chance solidly. Here now is McMullen, a right-handed batter.
Cardinals in their ninth will have Grote, Musial, and Boyer. And Ron Paranowski's down in the bullpen getting ready. McMullen. Right-handed batter. Willie Davis a long lead over there. There's the stretch, the pitch. Fastball, low and outside. One ball, no strike. We've seen Chance make Fairley and Willie Davis look sick up the plate, but not tonight. One ball, no strike. Here's the pitch. He swings at a curve and he misses. That evens it up at a ball and a strike. That for Willie Davis was his third straight hit, by the way. One ball, one strike. Now the stretch. The pitch on the way. Outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 now in favor of the Dodgers. Ken the Cardinals comes from behind again. Now the stretch. The pitch on the way. Ball three is outside. Three balls, one strike. Moose Scourin is getting ready next. He's going to bat for Johnny Pondra. Three balls, one strike to count here. McMillan up there. Into the stretch goes Shams. Now the pitch. Ball four, he walks him. Scourin started out. Now he comes back. Walt Alston wants to talk to him. Runners at first and second with one away. 2-1 in favor tonight. Ernie Broglio's magnificent pitching has been wasted now, as of right now. Chance has faced four men and retired only one of them. Here's Moose Scullin, a right-handed batter. And that's going to be all now for Bobby Chance. Ryan Taylor will come in. Dick Krzyzewski is going to run for McMullen. Krzyzewski running for McMullen.
Krzyzewski running for McMullen.
And the right-hander comes in, Ron Taylor, replaced Bobby Chance. Chance had the perfect setting. Three left-hand hitters in a row coming up. But he couldn't retire them. Now Ron Taylor will face Scourin, and Maury will. Runners at first and second. Chance has had so many great days for the Cardinals, you can't be good all the time. This was an off day for him. Against his former teammates in the World Series, is batting .215 with four homers and 17 runs batted in. The crowd quiet now. This run took a lot of the heart out. The Cardinals had tied it on a dramatic home run by Musial. But we still have the bottom of the ninth. Paranowski will be the relief pitcher for the Dodgers. Scourin is batting for Padres. Runners at first and second. Right-hand batter up there. The ball game in the ninth. 2-1 in favor of the Dodgers. Now Taylor is ready. Signal given. The belt the pitch. Here it is. Out smash to Javier. A diving stop. Makes a foul throw to second base. Here's a man trying to score. And Willie Davis scores all the way. Javier made a diving stop and then threw the ball past Luke Groat. And Willie Davis scored all the way from second base. It's 3-1 now. Javier, after the diving stop, looked like he didn't quite see that ball come off the bat. Javier gets the air on the throw. Gleason. Roy Gleason is running now for Scowler. The air is charged to Javier. It's 3-1 now in favor of the Dodgers, who will have Sandy Koufax going against Curt Simmons tomorrow night. Here's Maury Wells. Wells has had two hits. Here's the stretch. Here's the pitch. He takes it low, ball one. Gleason, a big fella. An outfielder. He's running for Scowlin, who batted for Padres. On the stretch. The pitch on the way. Low and inside. Two balls, no strikes on Maury Wells. Roy Gleason played at Spokane this year. Southern California boy, stands 6'6". Two balls, no strikes, 3-1 in favor of the Dodgers. Maury Wills waits, now the pitch. Ball three is low. Three balls, no strikes. A bad ninth inning for the Redbirds. Three balls, no strikes. One man out, two runs in. And now the stretch. The 3-0 pitch. Right down the middle of the knees. A strike call. Three balls and a strike on Maury Wells. Runners at first and second. Ball game in the ninth. Now the stretch, the hesitation, and the pitch. Ball, he walked him, the bases are loaded. So that'll bring up Jim Gilliam, but the bases loaded and only one out. Gilliam nothing out of four so far. The infield's coming in for the play at the plate. The Dodgers jumped all over little Bobby Shantz. And now Ron Taylor's having trouble. One out, bases jammed. There's the windup in the pit. Pops away from McCarver, but the runners cannot advance. Jim fell down, feeling the ball. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded, only one away. We're in the ninth. The Dodgers lead 3-1. The big first game of the series. End of eight in Milwaukee, 4-3 in favor of the Giants. One ball, no strikes. Jim Gilliam up there. The infield comes in. Now the windup for pitch. Way outside, ball two. Two balls and nothing. Groat comes in to talk to Ron Taylor. Gilliam the batter. Bases jam, one out. Ron Paranowski down in the bullpen will take over for Johnny Padres. Padres pitched a superb ball again. Two balls, no strike. Now the signal. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike call. And the count, two balls and a strike. The infield in. One away. We're in the ninth. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground ball to Groat. Here he throws into the plate for a force out.
Now the throw back to third.
Now then Grote is claiming interference by the runner coming from second to third, too. He's claiming interference here. Deweese running from second to third bumped into Grote. And Grote threw into the plate. Got the force out, all right. Here's Tom Gorman being appealed to. They had a play call like that earlier this year. Well, Gilliam bounced into a force play from Grote to McCarver. The bases are still loaded, but now there are two out. The appeal of the Cardinals to the umpires is not going to be allowed. Gleason running from second to third came into contact with Grote as he drew his arm back to throw to the plate. It didn't interfere with Grote making the play, however. Now Johnny Keene and Tom Gorman are at it. And I don't know whether these are the same umpires involved in that other interference call.
Cardinals are arguing they wanted to call on a double play on it, Harry, it appears, and it seems that the umpires are saying you got the only play that you could have gotten anyhow. From here, it looked as if the runner did bump into him, and it made it an extremely difficult play for Grote. We're fortunate we got the one play on it because Grote was going to a right, to his right, had to make a backhanded stop. Fortunately, he got the one out, but they're still not out of the inning with Moon to be faced because the umpires aren't going to give in.
Well, that's an argument they're not going to win. The bases are loaded. There's two out now. Tom Gorman, very emphatic as he makes his point. Kenny Boyer, Johnny Keene, and Dick Grote are all involved. This inning started with fairly greeting Bobby Shantz's first pitch with a double off the screen. Wild then struck out Roseville and had another left-handed batter, Willie Davis, coming up, but he singled sharply on the first pitch. And that scored fairly on a close play at the plate. Then Scourin batted for Padres and hit a hot smash to Javier, who made a diving stop. But then threw past Grote, another run scored. Then Wills walked to fill the bases, and Gilliam has just bounced into a forced play at the plate from Grote to McCarver. So now, the argument has just about died down. And Johnny Keene and Tom Gorman now started all over again. The Dodgers, with a victory, would move three games ahead of the Cardinals on the loss side. It should make them imperative that the Cardinals win the next two games to have a chance. All right, now it's all over with, and here's Wally Moon. He's had nothing out of three. Left-handed batter up there. The score 3-1 in favor of the Dodgers. We still have our ninth inning with Grote, Musial, and Boyer coming up. Wally Moon, the batter. Ron Taylor getting ready. Rulio turned in a superb inning. The Cardinals' plea for interference is disallowed. So now here is Wally Moon. Ron Taylor gets set. Into the windup, here's the fifth. Strike called over the outside corner belt high. One strike to no ball. Two men out, 3-1 in favor of the Dodgers. We're in the ninth. Oh, there's a fight going on the stand here. Here's a pitch on the way now. Moon slice a foul back. Two strikes or nothing. Bases jammed, two out. Left-hand batter digging in, Wally Moon. Ron Taylor getting ready. Leans forward. Takes his windup. Here's a pitch to Moon. He struck him out. The inning is over. So Taylor got out of it pretty well at that. Two runs scored on two hits. Warner was charged. Three men were left. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. And the score. The Dodgers 3, the Cardinals 1. Well, we saw quite a jam up outside of the ballpark this evening, and of course we're going to have big crowds tomorrow night and the next night. You want to ride the Redbird Express when you come to the ballpark. Redbird Express runs from very convenient spots to and from the ballpark. They're air-conditioned. Park your car along the way, jump on the bus, come on out. That's the way to enjoy the ball game and rid yourself of the driving and parking problems. Northwest from the Northland Shopping Center, southwest from Crestwood and Jameson and Lockboro, third in Washington downtown, from Westroads and the Clayton Courthouse, from Belmore and from Meeting House and Adams in Granite City. Ride the Redbird Express. Well, the Cardinals came from behind in the seventh inning. Perhaps they can come from behind in the ninth. And, Harry, if they do, if they come from behind, trailing 3-1, it would certainly give them the impetus needed in the final two ball games. Meanwhile, Ron Karanowski takes over on the mound, trying to preserve the victory for Johnny Podras. Certainly a tip of the hat to the two starting pitchers tonight, Broglio and Podras. What a job they did. Each leaving with a 1-1 count, 1-1 score, although Podras could be the winner. Gilliam is now playing third. Dick Krzyzewski is playing second base. And Ron Karanowski comes in, making his 64th appearance of the year with a record of 15-3. Park your car along the way, jump on the bus, come on out. That's the way to enjoy the ball game and rid yourself of the driving and parking problems. Northwest from the Northland Shopping Center, southwest from Crestwood and Jameson and Montboro, third in Washington downtown, from Westroads and the Clayton Courthouse, from Belmore and from Meeting House and Adams in Granite City. Ride the Redbird Express. Well, the Cardinals came from behind in the seventh inning. Perhaps they can come from behind in the ninth. And, Harry, if they do, if they come from behind, trailing 3-1, it would certainly give them the impetus needed in the final two ball games. Meanwhile, Ron Karanowski takes over on the mound, trying to preserve the victory for Johnny Podras. Certainly a tip of the hat to the two starting pitchers tonight, Broglio and Podras. What a job they did. Just leaving with a 1-1 count, 1-1 score, although Podras could be the winner. Gilliam is now playing third. Dick Krzyzewski is playing second base. And Ron Karanowski comes in, making his 64th appearance of the year with a record of 15-3. Big Groff gets up there. Groff hitless. Nothing out of three. Ron Karanowski in relief. There's a wind of an effect. It's a strike call. One strike to no ball. Three to one, the Dodgers lead. Now the pitch on the way. A bouncing ball is short. That's going to be easy. Marty Wills tag in time, one away. Drew bounces out to Marty Wills. Let's pause for identification. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network. Back from Busch Stadium. There's some fans running out on the field again. This slows up the game. Fella just ran across the field and jumped over the wall into the stand. Here's Musial. He homered for our only run. 3-1 in favor of the Dodgers. On the hill. This will be Johnny Podras' victory if Karanowski holds it. Musial digs in.
Now the pitch on the way. Fastball low. One ball, no strikes. Kenny Boyer would be next if Stang can get on there. One ball, no strikes. One out, nobody on. 3-1 Dodgers in the ninth. The pitch. Ball too low. 2-0. Nilsio takes a look around. Two balls, no strikes. Ron Paranowski ready. The pitch on the left. Strike called at the knees over the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. One out and nobody on. Bottom of the ninth. Paranowski gets his signal. The pitch to Nilsio on the way. A high pop foul out of play into the left field stand. Two balls, two strikes. Paranowski, a hard throwing left hander. Great pitcher with a record of 15-3. Earned run average 1.83. Only one left-handed batter all year has hit a home run off of him. Marek Shaw won another one tonight. Giants won 4-3 at Milwaukee. Two balls, two strikes. New seal to hitter. There's Paranowski's pitch. A high shot to the first baseman on one hop. Steps on the bag, two away. That ball was hit right on the nose. A one-hopper to Fairley. So that's two gone now. Bill White will be next. Kenny Boyer hitless tonight. I remember the series we lost to the Dodgers. They stopped the top of our batting order. And they have again. Only Musial's home run. It's the only hit out of our first 5 men in the batting order. In fact, we've only got 3 hits. Here's Boyer, and here's Paranowski's pitch. It's a fastball low, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Two out, nobody on base. We're in the ninth. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike called over the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Redbirds would be 2 games out if they lose. One ball, one strike. Kenny Boyer waiting. Now the pitch. He swings at a slow curve and he misses. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball. Couple more fans jump out over the railing, run across the field. An usher tries to escort them off the field. Two strikes and a ball. Right-hand hitter waiting. Ron Paranowski gets set. Now the pitch. Struck him out, the ball game is over. And the Dodgers win the big first game. Paranowski retires 3 men in a row. Johnny Podras will be the winner. Bobby Shantz the loser. We'll be back for the official totals and highlights in a minute.
Busch Bavarian. As refreshing as Bavaria itself. With all the old world smoothness of Bavaria's fine beer. Busch Bavarian is brewed light and lively to modern America's taste. Brewed for our own relaxed way of living. In other words, only Busch Bavarian brings you the best of two worlds in one great beer. Smoothness, new world lightness. The best of two worlds in one great beer.
The Rodgers parlayed their great pitching, good speed, and timely hitting, and won the important first game of the series 3-1, as Johnny Podras did a tremendous job, great innings, and then Ron Paradowski closed the door in the ninth as the Dodgers rallied with two runs in their half of the ninth inning, jumping on little Bobby Shantz. Bob has done a tremendous job for us all year long, and I guess it was to be expected that somewhere along the line he would be hurt. And the left-handed batters hit him, which is unusual, but that's the way the game goes. That's the way the ball bounces, and the Dodgers now are two games in front.
It appeared that in such a tight ball game, Bob was intent on getting ahead of the hitters in the ninth inning, and both Fairley, who doubled, and Willie Davis, who singled to drive in the lead run, jumped on the first pitch and got base hit. But you have to go back for the story of the ball game, the fine pitching of Johnny Podras. The Cardinals had only three hits, left three men on, as opposed to the nine men stranded by the Dodgers who had more chances. But that takes nothing away from the great pitching by Ernie Brolio. The crowd certainly disappointed, and some of the wind taken out of the sails as the 10-game winning streak has snapped. 19 out of 21 now, but this ball club has bounced back so often, and behind fellows like Curt Simmons that you just don't quite feel that this thing is over. In fact, far from it. And we'll learn more tomorrow night.
Well, it becomes mandatory now to win the next two ball games from the Dodgers in head-to-head combat. Here are the totals. For the Dodgers, three runs, eight hits and one error. Johnny Podras the winner. He now has won 14 and lost 10. For the Cardinals, one run, only three hits, one error. Bobby Shantz, the loser, he now has won 6 and lost 4. The time of the ball game, 2 hours and 31 minutes. The Dodgers now have won 92 and lost 59. The Cardinals have won 91 and lost 62. That's a 3-game deficit on the lost side, which is important. Redbirds 2 games out in the standings, 3 games back on the lost side. And Jack, they just stopped the top of our batting order. They did it out in Los Angeles, and they did it here tonight. And you certainly have to give them credit for great pitching.
I was just looking at the same thing. Javier and Grote, 0 for 8. Boyer, 0 for 4. Musial, the only one interrupting the goose eggs there. And what a dramatic home run that was in the seventh inning. But that, too, along with Brolio's pitching, goes down the drain. Final results count, and the Dodgers won this one here 3-1.
Now, tomorrow night, we'll be on the air at the same time at 7:45, dugout time, 7:55.